Blog Talk Radio.
Attention! Army wives, fall in! You are tuned in to the Internet Talk Radio Show designed specifically for Army wives. Our life, our family, our soldier. Brought to you by the Army Wife Network. Interactive empowerment for Army wives by Army wives. It's Army Wife Talk Radio. Up-to-the-minute information is right here with special reports, stories, interviews, and more. Now reporting for duty, your hosts, the AWN Core Team.
Well, hello, Army family. Welcome to Army Wife Talk Radio, the internet podcast designed specifically for you by the Army Wife Network Core Team. I'm your host, Sherita Knobloch. Tonight on our AWTR, our featured guest is Terry Jurek, Brigadier General, United States Air Force retired, and Virginia Women's Institute for Leadership Commandant of Cadets, here to tell us more about Virginia Women's Institute for Leadership and the important role it plays for women in leadership. 2016 marks the 20th anniversary for the Virginia Women's Military Institute. If you want to get connected with them, over at Mary Baldwin College with the Virginia Women's Military Institute, check them out at www.mbc.edu/VWIL or over on Instagram at instagram.com/MBCVWIL or on Facebook, facebook.com/Mary Baldwin College VWIL or on Twitter at twitter.com/VWIL Corps. That's CORPS. Stay tuned. We have a great show ahead for you.
We're glad you're here to hang out with us tonight. I'm your co-host, Mary Gibson. Today is Monday, June 20th, 2016, and this is show number 569.
If you're listening to our show live, join our discussion currently taking place over on Twitter. You can ask questions of our guests, comment on our show, or just hang out with our super cool AWN Core team. Head on over to twitter.com/Army Wife Network and be sure to use the hashtag Army Wife to participate.
Tonight's show is brought to you by our AWTR show sponsor, TDP MetLife. While defending our nation, you can protect your family's smiles and stay with TRICARE Dental Program. Enroll today. You can learn more at www.metlife.com/TRICARE or call 1-855-METTDP1.
Well, before we get down to business tonight, let's go ahead and get caught up with our Army Wife life. Mandy, this is your first time co-hosting AWTR, right?
It is. It is. I'm excited.
Welcome to the party. Oh, my goodness. We are so glad
to have you.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and what's going on in your life.
Well, I am an Army wife. My husband is in the military. He's in the Army, and we are currently going through where my husband is, the captain's career course. So we are going to be PCSing soon and have a daughter at home, and I like to do graphic design. That's kind of my background. So I'm excited to be a part of this.
We're super pumped to have you. I know that you're definitely an asset to our core team. So tell me more about the PCS. You guys don't know exactly where yet, right? Or do you?
I'm trying to keep caught up.
Oh,
we do.
Do tell.
We just found out. Yeah, we do. So we're going to be heading to New York.
Oh, cool. Fort Drum?
Yes.
Oh, that's exciting. I haven't been there yet, but I've heard it's decent. Bring a snow
shovel.
That's what I've heard.
Yes. Yeah, you know, we came from Texas, then to Virginia, now to New York. We just keep going north. I don't think we can go any further. Maybe Alaska.
Alaska. Careful what you say, because they'll prove you wrong. We've done that before. That's super exciting.
I've heard they send some of the people to train from Alaska to New York, so not sure it's any warmer.
When do you guys roll out for your PCS?
End of August. So.
All right. I think you and I will be PCSers at the same time. Maybe we'll slap hands at the same time, just, you know, in the Eastern time zone or something real quick.
Yeah.
So you guys, so you're about the same time then. Do you guys know where you're going yet?
Yeah, I think we'll be the end of August also, and we are going to head to Dahlonega, Georgia, which really it's not really a post. I think it's very civilian, which is cool. It's a town of about 6,000 people, and my husband's going to be a ranger instructor for mountain phase for ranger school. Like I've been talking about every week that I've been on the air, I still haven't started painting my walls yet. So that's great. It's definitely PCS Exodus season, because I'll just go for a walk in the afternoon and there's just huge moving trucks as far as the eye can see, and just like boxes and craziness all over the neighborhood, all over Facebook. It is in full swing. We've been saying goodbye to a lot of our best good friends, as Forrest Gump would say, best good friends, just this last weekend and stuff. So it's kind of one of those yay yikes moments, but it is part of our jam, part of our life.
It sure is, but that's exactly what our neighborhood looks like right now too. almost every day there's some sort of moving truck out there, and people are asking for anyone have any boxes left over, or who needs boxes, and all that fun stuff. So.
Yeah. Well, what else is going on? You've got another trip. Is your other trip coming up before or after your PCS?
It's kind of in between. We will have all of our stuff packed up and taken away, and then we leave to go on a trip before we physically get up to New York. So we're actually going on Jamaica. So to Jamaica, I'm so excited because I think with probably some other Army or even just military spouses, sometimes you don't have the big wedding and it might be courthouse and things like that. And that's kind of what we did. And so this is our honeymoon 3 years later, and we're going to do more of a kind of traditional vow renewal ceremony while we're there and everything. So we're really excited.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah, so it's the first time I just got
all gooey and goosebumps and stuff. Aww. I'm just like, oh, it's so cute. Oh, it's so exciting. I don't ever get to do anything that cool on my PCS moves. We're just like, get there. Don't. Just stay alive. Be nice. Don't fight. Oh, my gosh. Are we there yet? Can we get out of the car?
I think that's how they normally go. This is an exception, I guess.
Well, live it up and do something cool. Let me live vicariously through you with an umbrella drink on the beach somewhere while I'm in Montana or Utah or somewhere, being like, it's so hot. Why are we moving?
There's nothing around.
Man is
in Jamaica. It's not fair.
So what else has been going on with you?
Oh, my goodness. Well, it has been just super crazy. I'm hoping that things simmer down a little bit kind of soonish. Like Crystal and I talked about last week, I flew back in from Kansas on a Wednesday night, and then we had Mill Spouse Fest 2016, which was great. But also on that Wednesday night when I flew in, my husband and I lead a home group. And, you know, so we're a really good, close group of friends. And I got off the plane, and one of my friends texted me, and she's like, you need to get to the hospital right now. And by the time we got there, one of our real good friends, like, they had their baby at 26 and a half weeks gestation, and she was doing good. I mean, she was going to, you know, be in the NICU for a while because she was so tiny, but just, you know, 8 hours later, she passed away. And so that's been super hard because we've never dealt with anything like that. My husband and I are really close to the family, and man, it was just, oh my gosh, it was just all consuming. So my brain power is just now, like my brain power, my heart, my emotions are just now starting to like re-engage, I guess. And it's just, it was just super hard, but we're really grateful that we got to walk with him in that. And, you know, I've called it one of the most heartbreakingly beautiful things that we've ever done. So I mean, that's been just a huge thing here, and that's been really hard, you know, even with all the transitions, but we're really grateful that we're on the other side of that and walking with them, hopefully through the healing and the grieving process, for sure.
Yeah, I can, you know, I don't know what that's like, and I can only imagine how, you know, awful that time can be, and so I'm very sorry to hear that, and I'm sure that they're very grateful to you to have y'all there with friends and to support them like you have, so I'm glad you're back, and, you know, I'm kind of glad that you guys are able to get through that and everything, and many prayers to their family and everything going forward, and to you guys as well. So
we so appreciate that. We're really grateful. So yeah, that's been our big rock lately, and we're really hopeful that things will just kind of like simmer for a couple months so we can really enjoy our last couple months here in the Pacific Northwest and go fishing and have a great time outside because the weather is gorgeous and there aren't any bugs. And so that's super great. Well, I heard also, Mandy, that you're doing some kind of supportive stuff too, just kind of in a different venue of life. What's going on with that?
Oh gosh. We've had it's unfortunate, but I think this happens everywhere, but, you know, some of our friends have really been dealing with a lot of the what everyone calls the mom shaming, where just as mothers, you know, judging folks, you know, we've seen a lot of things in the news that have been going on and so forth. And it's happening not only on the bigger level, but also like with some of our friends, just, you know, mothers judging others and just, you know, kind of to put it out there to say, you know what, we just need to be really supportive as people, as mothers. You know, something that you do isn't necessarily going to be the right thing for someone else. And, you know, I have a friend who has just recently had a baby, and she experienced some of that, you know, mom shaming, as we call it. You know, one of the things that I just told her was, you know what, you just have to do what's right for you. It doesn't matter what anyone else has been doing or what anyone else does. You have to do what's right for you and your baby, and don't worry about what other people say, because they don't know what they would do in that situation either. So I just think it's really important, and I hope all of us here and all of us in our group and all of our listeners, we can just, you know, just continue to be supportive of each other, not only as mothers but as women. It's not mothers on mothers all the time. Sometimes it's other women on mothers. And so we just need to be supportive. And I hope that everyone can be. And we continue to be as supportive of everyone and their decisions. And just supportive. I just can't say it enough. We have to support each other as women. It's important.
Wow. Yeah. I'll give that a standing ovation in my office right now. Amen, sister. Good grief. I think it is, like, definitely an issue. And we see it. I think it's, especially in the military, just because we all deal with our crazy lives so differently. But thank you for, Mandy, thank you for sharing your heart and your passion with that. That gets me motivated and gets me super pumped up. And I just thanks for that. I appreciate it.
Yes, you're welcome.
All right. Well, on that note, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. But listeners, stay tuned and we'll be right back.
We know military life can take us lots of places. And we can vote from all of them. Go to fvap.gov and select your state. There, you and your spouse can fill out the FPCA form to register and request your absentee ballots. When your ballot comes, vote and send it back to your local election official, and you're all set. Visit fvap.gov to get started.
Army Wives, it's not your grandma's army anymore.
The military, in this day and age, plays a whole different tune. Army Wife Network is listening. We are interactive empowerment for Army Wives. A network of Army Wives band together by the power of social media. Army Wives supporting each other by utilizing the array of resources available from military and civilian-led support systems. Here's what's going on at Army Wife Network this week.
At ease and check it out.
Well, our first hot topic tonight is out of this world. I've been wanting to use that pun all day, and so I'm so excited that I did. Mars Needs You, NASA's Red Planet Recruiting Posters. Mars Needs You declares NASA's Mars Exploration website, announcing a series of newly released recruiting posters for manned missions to the Red Planet. In the future, Mars will need all kinds of explorers, farmers, surveyors, teachers, but most of all, you. These posters were originally commissioned in 2009 for an exhibit at the Kennedy Space Center. But now, as NASA edges ever closer to actually dispatching humans to Mars, officials decided to release the posters to the rest of the universe. You can download the whole collection, including the high-resolution versions, suitable for poster-sized printing, at mars.nasa.gov. And you can also read more on this story at www.militarytimes.com/Mars Needs You, NASA's Red Planet Recruiting Posters, Print Quality.
Well, now I want to talk about what's hot on AWN this week. AWN experienced blogger Mindy King, a medically retired veteran, Army wife, and mother of two little boys, writes in her own blog post, "Because We Didn't Have To," that she knows many times where military spouses have heard phrases like, "You knew what you were getting into." And to be honest, most didn't know what they were getting into. It wasn't a situation they had to be in, but they were. Mindy goes on to salute the spouses of a volunteer military who didn't have to make sacrifices in support of their soldiers, but they did. You can read more at armylifenetwork.com/because we didn't have to.
And this week on Instagram, we had a pretty hot graphic in honor of Flag Day, which was June 14th. With the graphic explaining the meaning of the red, white, and blue colors of our old glory. Check out this really neat graphic by going to www.instagram.com/Army Wife Network.
Last but not least is public service announcement time. Do you or your business have a military-related PSA? We want them to one per show. We ask for them 10 days in advance, so send your PSA to info@armywifenetwork.com. Tonight's PSA is Army Emergency Relief announces 4,149 scholarship awards. Army Emergency Relief, AER, announced the award of 3,094 scholarships under the M.G. James Rossano Scholarship Program for children of active duty and retired soldiers, and 1,055 scholarships under the Spouse Education Assistance Program. This year's awards totaled $7.9 million. We believe that helping children and spouses of soldiers to continue their education greatly contributes to the financial well-being of the Army family, said Tammy LaCroix, supervisor for AER's Scholarship Program. Obtaining a college degree increases the student's long-term earning potential and contributes to a more stable future. AER scholarships are awarded to the children and spouses of active duty and retired soldiers based solely on financial needs. Applications are accepted on AER's website, www.aerhw.org, each year between 1 January and 1 May. All instructions and requirements can be found on the website. For 2015-2016, AER also awarded 7 scholarships totaling $285,590 under the Pentagon Victims Scholarship Fund, which was established to provide undergraduate education assistance for children of soldiers killed or severely wounded in the terrorist attack on the Pentagon on September 11, 2001. The 2016-2017 scholarships will be awarded later this summer. AER received a total of 7,685 applications for the 2016-2017 academic year. Of those who completed the application process and provided the required documentation, 83% received a scholarship award. Army Emergency Relief is a private nonprofit organization dedicated to providing financial assistance to soldiers, active and retired, and their families. Since its incorporation in 1942, AER has provided more than $1.7 billion to more than 3.7 million soldiers and retirees. For more information or to make a donation, please go to www.aerhq.org. For more information, you can also contact Guy Shields at guy.shields@aerhq.org or 703-325-1692. And that's it for our PSA. Coming up next, after these quick commercial breaks, it's AWN's News 6 Gen, bringing you the need-to-know news stories. We'll be right back.
While defending our nation, your active duty service member can protect their family's smiles with the TRICARE Dental Program, TDP. It's dental protection that's deserved. This dedicated military service entitles spouses and or children and members of the National Guard or Reserve to receive comprehensive dental coverage. But don't forget, TRICARE dental coverage requires enrollment. TRICARE medical program options do not include TRICARE dental coverage. Call 1-855-MET-TDP1 or visit us online at tricare.mil/TDP.
The Breastfeeding Shop is an authorized TRICARE provider for breast pumps and accessories, shipping to all of the USA and worldwide for TRICARE. The Breastfeeding Shop specializes in helping the military moms get the best breast pump possible and prides themselves in providing the best customer service possible, as well as a very quick turnaround time. Check out their easy-to-use online ordering form on their website at www.thebreastfeedingshop.com or call toll-free 866-255-6779. Also visit the Breastfeeding Shop on Facebook and check out the rave reviews from other moms at facebook.com/thebreastfeedingshop.
Are you looking to reach military families worldwide? Do you have a product or service to offer our listeners? Advertise with the Army Wife Network. AWN has many advertising options specifically designed to reach our military families. Visit ArmyWifeNetwork.com for details.
It's time for the AWTR Live News 6 Report.
Our life, our family, our soldier, news you can use.
Now, with our headlines, it's our own AWN News 6.
Good evening, Army family. This is your News 6 Gen, bringing you all your need-to-know news. The VA has announced that it will no longer use its fast-track firing program. Veterans Affairs officials will stop using streamlined disciplinary powers to punish senior department executives after another legal challenge to the congressionally backed process, Capitol Hill officials said Friday. The move all but resets VA accountability rules to 2 years ago, when the expedited removal authority was approved by lawmakers in the wake of the department's wait time scandal. Senate Veterans Affairs Committee Chairman Johnny Isaacson called the department's decision infuriating. It is outrageous and unconscionable that the VA is choosing to blatantly ignore all of the accountability reforms set in place by the Veterans Choice Act, he said. 2 years ago, veterans were forced to wait far too long for care because of incompetent executives. Since then, we've seen scandal after scandal emerge at the department. While some progress has been made to hold bad actors accountable, there is still a long way to go, and choosing to ignore these key reforms is a slap in the face to our veterans. VA leaders have long complained about the value of the new disciplinary powers, noting that as written, they apply only to a small segment of department employees, senior executives, and create problematic legal questions about appeals. Earlier this month, U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch said the new law speeding up executive firings is unconstitutional because it does not afford workers disciplined under the rules the opportunity for proper appeals. Earlier this year, Isaacson introduced a sweeping veterans reform measure, which includes new disciplinary rules, including a provision requiring all appeals by executives to be heard by the VA secretary and not an outside arbiter. It would also grant other expedited firing and hiring authorities for more VA employees and shorten the appeals process for every VA worker. Isaacson's reforms remain stalled on the Senate floor at this time. Private label commissary brand groceries are a step closer to appearing on store shelves. A new merchandising program for commissaries, including commissary brand groceries, is scheduled to begin October 1st. A
according to a notice to members of the grocery industry from the Defense Commissary Agency. The Commissary Agency, which operates commissaries worldwide, is seeking a company to implement a private label program that will include all commissaries, all departments, and categories of products currently stocked. The notice announced that DECA will accept presentations from interested companies July 18th through the 22nd. Private label products are sometimes referred to as generic products, usually costing less than national name brands. Commissaries have long sold brands that are similar to private label brands, the same as are sold in some civilian stores, and offered a cost savings, but they were not developed by the commissary agency. The idea behind the private label program is to mark up prices of these lower cost items so that commissaries can make money off the sale. Commissary items currently must be sold at cost plus a 5% surcharge, but the savings to the commissary agency gained by a private label program would be less than $500,000 over a 10-year period, according to an estimate from the Congressional Budget Office. The annual commissary budget is $1.4 billion. Defense officials have said it's not possible to entirely eliminate the taxpayer funding, but they are looking at ways to decrease the annual spending. Military vets are heading to Detroit to volunteer their time and services in the hard luck city. Taking a page out of military strategy, the nonprofit organization, The Mission Continues, plans to surge about 75 volunteer veterans into Detroit later this week in an effort to jumpstart a series of service projects in struggling communities. Operation Motown Muster is an extension of the group's already established platoon model of setting up small groups of veterans looking for service opportunities in communities across the country. But this time, instead of slow developing embeds with the locals, the Veterans Advocacy Group is opting for shock and awe in the form of 7 days of revitalization projects with local charities and organizers, followed by the same long-term community commitment afterwards. It's a larger scale and ambition than we've tried before, and we're hoping it will be an intense experience for both the veterans coming in and local volunteers, said Laura L'Esperance, a senior vice president for the group. Projects include landscaping and renovations at a pair of impoverished inner-city schools, laying the groundwork for parks and open spaces in Detroit's Osborne neighborhood, and helping set up an urban farm that local activists hope can one day be both a community center and job creator for the area. The Mission Continues, officials hope to do similar city surges in years to come. That's all the news for this week. Stay tuned to Army Wife Network's Twitter feed and Facebook page for updates throughout the week. This is your News 6 Gen, signing off.
Operation In Touch offers special savings, coupons, and editorial content tailored to the lives of our active military families, providing useful beauty tips and recipes, as well as news and ongoing promotions. Operation In Touch is sponsored by Unilever and its brands, serving as a resource for American military families who serve this nation each and every day. As a member of Operation In Touch, you'll receive exclusive offers and savings on Unilever products you know and love. Registration is easy and free. Simply visit OperationInTouch.com to sign up today. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
You're listening to Army Wife Talk Radio live here on the Army Wife Network. Our live show is broadcast every Monday night. Join us in our live chat room at blogtalkradio.com/AWTR. Missed a live show or just can't make it? Don't worry, AWTR is available in archived format 24/7 via our website, www.armywifenetwork.com, or on iTunes. It's interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to Army Wife Talk Radio. I'm your host, Sherita Knobloch.
And I'm your co-host, Mandy Gibson. Tonight, we have with us Brigadier General Terry Jurek, USAF retired. General Jurek was commissioned in 1983 through Officer Training School. She has operated space systems at 3 Space Wings and Headquarters 14th Air Force. In 2004, she deployed to Southwest Asia as Director of Space Forces for Operations Enduring Freedom and Iraqi Freedom. She has commanded at the Squadron, Group, Wing, and education center levels and has served on staff at the Air Force Personnel Center, U.S. Pacific Command, Headquarters, U.S. Air Force, and the Office of the Secretary of Defense. Prior to her current assignment, she was Deputy Director, Space and Intelligence Office of Under Secretary of Defense for Acquisition, Technology, and Logistics, the Pentagon, Washington, D.C., where she led the Undersecretary's Strategic Planning and Programming for Defense Space Programs valued at $12 billion.
General Jurek is the Commandant of the Cadet Corps for the Virginia Women's Institute for Leadership, VWIL, at Mary Baldwin College in Staunton, Virginia. General Jurek is responsible for the nation's only all-female cadet corps, developing leaders and citizens of character, guiding and training student leaders, and ensuring effective operation of the corps. The general provides vision, organization, direction, and oversight of the VWIL, ensuring that all cadets have the opportunity to develop leadership skills and understanding in preparation for both military and civilian careers. Our general tonight works with key external constituencies, including the Association of Military Colleges and Schools of the United States, Reserve Officer Training Corps, and the VWIL alumni to garner and organize support for the program and assist in recruiting and retaining capable students. The general maintains a close partnership with ROTC units for all service branches at Virginia Military Institute, ensuring students will receive a co-educational military leadership experience that complements the single-gender VWIL Corps of Cadets. General Jurek is responsible for creating an environment in which students can balance full participation in the Corps with meaningful engagement within the college community through athletics, student government, and civic engagement. Welcome to the show, General Jurek.
Thanks very much. It's great to be a part of this program, Mandy and Sherita.
Well, thanks so much. And before we get started at all, are we pronouncing your last name right?
Perfectly.
Yay!
We, not going to lie, we've been Googling you for like a week trying to like make sure we were going to get it right for you. So we're really excited. Well, General, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and where you're calling from tonight?
Absolutely, but I've got to start with telling both of you special thank you for being military spouses, because I'm telling you what, without our spouses, we couldn't dedicate ourselves to the important military missions that we do every day. I was excited listening to Mandy talk about getting ready for her PCS, and I know what a challenge that is for every family, so good luck to you guys.
Oh,
so
thank
a little
you.
Bit about,
we really appreciate that.
No worries.
Yeah,
a
thanks.
Little bit about
we always appreciate it.
So I'm calling from my home in Virginia's Shenandoah Valley. It is beautiful here. We're near one of our national parks. You know, it's the 100th anniversary of national parks. It's the Blue Ridge Parkway, which goes quite a while throughout Virginia and down through other states. So we're only about 10 miles from there. So great, great location for a retirement job, huh? And I am... I'm a 30-year Air Force veteran. I'm also, interesting, since this is the Army Wives Network, I am a proud daughter of a 32-year armor officer. So that's a big deal to me. I followed my dad into the military, kind of. I went the Air Force route. And my mom was a very proud Army wife, and so I know she would be looking down on us, thinking this is a great thing that I'm participating in this, and all the good things you guys are doing for military families right now. My husband, I met him on my second assignment. I was stationed down under in Australia. What a good thing. And we are proud parents of two 2015 college graduates. So both my kids graduated in 2015, and they're both doing super, and one is now a second lieutenant in the Air Force. So doing a great thing, got married and moved to his first duty station, and they're doing wonderfully. And then I retired from the Air Force 2.5 years ago, and I joined Mary Baldwin the next day as their commandant.
Wow, what a story. Thank you. Wow, that's awesome. And so much legacy with the military there. That's super great.
Yeah, that is really great. We're excited to have you. And that, gosh, that's just like Trudy said, just such a legacy there. So thank you and your family for all of your service as well. So we certainly appreciate it. Can you give us a little bit of an overview of the Virginia Women's Institute for Leadership?
I would love to. And now you're going to learn a little bit about, you know, how the military has a lot of lexicons, different words that we use over and over again, and we create acronyms where they didn't usually exist. So VWIL, the cadets pronounce as VWIL, so the V and then will. And then they've got all kinds of little, you know, VWIL, SHEWIL, I will, you will, she will, you know, that whole thing. So that's how they pronounce it, V will. And so I knew you'd like that. So V will is a 4-year leader development program. And it's a unique living learning community with inside just a traditional college campus. So you kind of think about cadet corps. Maybe some of you have been in the high schools across America and over in the DoD schools where you had junior ROTC. So all the military services have junior ROTCs in many of the high schools across America and in Germany. But this is at the senior level. So now think about colleges and think about them living together. That's the picture that I want you to have, but at the college level. So, you know, of course, West Point and the Air Force Academy, Naval Academy, Coast Guard Academy, those are corps of cadets too. And what wonderful organizations those are, and they go on to serve proudly in all of our services as officers. But in other universities across America, we have six specifically called senior military colleges. So you may remember Norwich, and Virginia Military Institute, Mandy already mentioned that, Citadel, Texas A&M. So there's six of those across America, and those are called senior military colleges. So they have corps of cadets like mine, cadets who live with cadets, and they're working on their bachelor's degrees. But what's different about VWIL is that we are on a traditional university campus, fully integrated on that campus. So you have cadets with cadet roommates, but right across the hall you have General Mary Baldwin students. And so what we do is we combine the military leadership development that you would find at West Point, we combine that with civilian approaches. And then we emphasize things like high ethical rigor. We want them to focus on intense challenges, mutual respect. I loved what Mandy said about women supporting women, and sometimes that can be a challenge, right? But that's this mutual respect for everybody is an important part of what we teach the cadets. And then the last one is high achievement. We don't want them to be average college students. We want them to focus on yes, you can, and go off and do great things.
So it's kind of a combination of the best of both worlds, kind of like you're getting military and civilian all wrapped up into one experience. Am I hearing that correctly? Sort of?
Absolutely.
Okay, cool. I had no idea. That was like a thing. That's very neat. Well, General, when was VWIL established? I don't think if you mentioned that, I didn't catch it. How long has it been around?
It's been around for 20 years. In fact, that's how we got you all interested in hearing about us. We just celebrated this whole year. We've been celebrating our 20th anniversary. So a lot of excitement on the campus. We officially launched the program August 22nd in 1995. And they matriculated, that's a higher ed terminology, so when you bring in a brand new freshman class, they call that matriculation. And that was 42 cadets that were in that program. And if you kind of Google it up and look at their history, you'll and you think back 20 years ago, what was going on was the senior military colleges, the ones that had not gone co-ed, were not convinced that going co-ed was the right thing for them. They believed in that single gender environment, and they wanted to, especially in Virginia, the governor wanted to look for an alternative not to force VMI to go co-ed. So the governor asked Mary Baldwin, our president at the time, to create a program whereby we would do a cadet corps doing single gender leadership labs, but then we would come together for our ROTC classes. We would both get the co-ed experience that we needed, and then we would return back to our own corps of cadets. And so roll the camera forward, and what happened was in 1996, BMI was told by the U.S. Supreme Court they had to go co-ed. And you would have thought then that the V-Will portion would have stopped, but instead both flourished. And we have this wonderful partnership with BMI. We're talking to them. In fact, I was on the phone with the Army ROTC folks today talking about our incoming freshman class. So it's a great relationship that we have, and we both bring in about 50, 60 women each year to our freshman class. It's a wonderful thing.
Well, congratulations on your 20th anniversary. That's so exciting. You said there was a lot of excitement on campus. Are you guys doing anything special to celebrate the anniversary this year?
We did, and, you know, because it started on August 22nd in 1995, we started our efforts in August as well. So, and our school year finished, the cadets went home for summer break at the end of May. So we started at the very beginning of the year. We do this leadership laboratory out in the wilderness, and we brought back one of our freshmen, our graduates from the first year. So she graduated in 1999, and she spoke to the cadets about their experience. You know, at that point, they were like, oh, my God, I'm going to quit this thing. And she was re-energizing them about why they needed to stick it out and that she had the same thoughts that they had, but all the good things that have come about it 17, 18 years later once she's graduated that she would never have experienced had she not done that. So throughout the year, we brought back graduates or senior leaders who were significant to the creation of the Corps of Cadets. And then in late April, during our reunion weekend, that's when a lot of the students come back. We invited all of our alum to come back, and then we brought back the president of the college who helped create the program. And we did a big parade and a military ball, and it was tons of fun. Everybody had a great time. So thanks for asking. I love talking about it because the cadets got completely involved and love celebrating. That's a big thing about the military, celebrating anniversaries of any unit. And I'm sure you guys can think of some of your units when they hit their 5-year, 10-year, or whatever marks. That's a big deal to be able to celebrate those successes.
Absolutely. Yes, thanks for sharing that. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, sorry, I was just going to say, what a great opportunity that is for, you know, the cadets that are there now to be able to network and just kind of get, you know, experiences and expertise and advice from all of those, you know, past alumni and, you know, graduates and, you know, senior leadership. I'm sure that was a really great experience for them, I can only imagine. So I have a question next for you. I know you had talked about this a little bit, but can you elaborate a little bit more about what the fundamental principles are of the program?
Yeah, absolutely. Real simple. Truth, duty, and honor, those are our core values. And we take those core values from our legacy. This is going to be an interesting factoid for you, is that our campus is located on Stanton Military Academy's campus, which was an all-male military high school Corps of Cadets. It was created back in 1884, and like a lot of the military men's high schools, many of them in the 70s decided that it wasn't profitable for them, and they closed their doors. So Mary Baldwin bought that campus, and that's where our Corps of Cadets live, and all these Stanton Military Academy men high school graduates have adopted us. We carry their flag in all of our parades. They give us scholarship dollars. So truth, duty, and honor were their core values. And so we're very proud of that. And I think every cadet is super proud of that legacy.
Well, General, you're talking about Mayor Bridge, Mayor Baldwin. Well, General, I'm curious as to what it's like for the new cadets. Can you walk us through what it's like for them during the first few weeks of your program?
2 weeks is probably enough for you guys to hear what's going on. But typically we bring in 50 to 60 new freshmen. And, of course, every Corps of Cadets has a friendly term that they give for every freshman. So at VMI they call them rats. And I think at North Georgia they call them frogs. But at Mary Baldwin in the VWOL program they call them nulls, N-U-N-L. So they're null and void of the knowledge, and they don't have any understanding of the Corps of Cadets, and they're going to learn that. So they learn that over several months. So our nulls, we get about 60 nulls who are going to arrive on the 16th of August here. So they're all getting pretty excited. And what they do first is we include the families on day one. I think the families are a part of any student's success in college, and certainly that rings true with the Corps of Cadets with VWOL. So first day, it's all about introductions, telling the parents what to expect from their students over the next couple of days. And so that's a big deal day one. And then on day two, we do uniform issues and they get to know the campus. We move them around doing some leadership challenges just to get them to know where they're. We actually start with a campus run at 6 a.m. on day two. I forgot that part. So that's one of the familiarization pieces. And then the next 3 days, the cadets, they're basically immersed in an environment. We go to a wilderness leadership challenge. It's about 2 hours south of here. The camp was created 25 years ago by a colonel in the Marine Corps, and he was retiring from the Marine Corps, and him and his seven kids created this leadership challenge program out in the wilderness. So we joined them 20 years ago. We've been one of their longest partners. And what the whole focus of that is about teamwork. So you're getting, picture this, 60 women who've just graduated from high school, and they all have to learn how to live together and work together in 3 days. Can you picture that? Not an easy task.
I'm sure not.
And then when they get back from wilderness, then they spend time with the upper-class cadets. Not always a wonderful memory for them, but they learn all the cadets' names and the marching and all the rules of the Corps of Cadets, and then they get orientation to the campus, and then we start classes on the 29th of August. So big deal, really big deal. In fact, today I was talking to one of the incoming Knowles. She's from Fort Bliss, Texas, so she was trying to figure out how do I get all my belongings to campus on the 16th, say goodbye to my parents. My dad's getting ready to PCS from Fort Bliss to, I think he's moving to the Citadel, and he's going to be an Army ROTC instructor. So I was helping her through that challenge of, you know, how do you do that successfully and keep the family intact through that process? So big deal.
Wow, that's a lot in their first couple of weeks then. I mean, but what a great experience for them, I'm sure. So my next question is, what is the relationship like between VWOL cadets and other students at Mary Baldwin College?
Great question. It's a very positive relationship. You know, I was thinking back to Mandy's comment about sometimes women don't always support women. And, you know, I see that from time to time, but I always emphasize to the cadets, this is your chance. In 4 years, you're going to learn how to work with women so that you can empower each other, build each other up, and then when you're in, you know, in different types of environments where you're going to have to demonstrate leadership, you can look across the table, don't see that person as an enemy, see that person as an ally, in fact, see everyone as an ally, and support each other. So It is a very positive relationship, and that's what I'm proudest about. When you see a cadet in uniform walking across campus, they're not alone, you know, walking just with cadets. They're fully embraced by the rest of the campus, whether it's faculty, employees, or other cadets. That freshman year I mentioned, they do have a cadet roommate, but they're integrated on the same hallway right across the hall. There will be just general Mary Baldwin students involved in all kinds of things. And they build that friendship that freshman year, and that lasts all 4 years. And then our cadets are also athletes, so they represent about 20 to 50% of all of our seven NCAA teams. So on each one of those teams, there could be you know, 5, 10, 15 cadets on those teams. And then they're also encouraged to join student government clubs, whatever, on campus. So very, very great program and very well accepted on the campus.
It sounds like a perfect blend of just a variety of leadership that's really going to equip them for their future careers, whether that's civilian or military. So, well, General, we have to take a quick break, but when we do come back, we will talk a little bit more about those women who have graduated from the program and what kind of careers they have now. In the meantime, listeners, don't forget, if you're listening to our show live, the AWN Core team is hanging out in our Twitter chat. So you can join the conversation and ask questions of our guests by going to www.twitter.com/ArmyWifeNetwork and use the hashtag ArmyWife to participate. Just be sure to click on the live tab to get real-time chat updates. We'll be right back with Army Wife Talk Radio in just a moment.
Are you looking for a new career but don't qualify for MyCAA funding? CareerStep can help. They have partnerships, scholarships, and other funding sources that provide military service members, veterans, spouses, and other family members with career training programs for as little as $180. CareerStep's flexible online programs allow you to complete your coursework at your own pace, when it fits your schedule. Choose from a number of in-demand careers like pharmacy technician or medical coding and billing. Visit careerstep.com/military to learn more today.
Recently, my wife and I got a message from another parent in my son's class. The boys had gotten into a tiff, and my son had taken the other boy's phone and tossed it against the wall. He had been upset, and they were upset, and now I was upset. And how I typically would react to that is to yell and lower the boom. But early in my marriage, a friend had given us really good advice. When your kids do stuff, ask yourselves, is it age-appropriate behavior? And this time, it was age-appropriate behavior. Teen boys getting into a tiff, I'm not surprised he threw the phone against the wall. But we taught the kids really early that actions result in consequences. And the consequences for my son was that he had to pay for the repairs to the phone out of his own money. He wasn't happy, but he understood. When the kids were really young, we had them decide the consequences themselves. And they were hard on themselves. Sometimes I had to reduce the consequences. But now that they're teenagers, they sometimes take advantage of that. My wife and I have a strategy for how we're going to work together to deal with this. We pause, we assess the situation, we discuss the situation, and then we decide what's going to happen. Using this strategy has given us happier kids, a happier family, and a happier marriage. We hope you use these strategies in your marriage too. This is Kevin Decker, Certified Relationship Coach, and you've been listening to the Relationship Minute on the Army Wife Network.
Want more? ArmyWifeNetwork.com offers discussion boards, military family resources, Loving a Soldier blog, and much, much more. Tell your friends about AWN with our interactive tools. Visit us online at ArmyWifeNetwork.com. ArmyWifeNetwork.com, interactive empowerment for Army wives.
Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Brigadier General Terry Jurek, the Commandant of the Cadet Corps for the Virginia Women's Institute for Leadership, VWIL, at Mary Baldwin College in Staunton, Virginia.
Before we went to break, we were discussing the fundamental principles of the program at VWIL and what life is like for the female cadets there. General, let's talk a little bit more about the women now who've graduated from the program and what kind of careers they have.
Well, super. We actually have 401 women who graduated from the program as of last month. So excited about that. And when you think back to the first graduates, so they graduated 18 years ago, that with regards to the military ones, they're now 05. So they're Army Lieutenant Colonels, Navy Commanders, Air Force Lieutenant Colonels. Three of them that I'm thinking of right now, they're all married. They've got children. They've completed multiple deployments. They've got bright military careers. So that's one of the things that many of our graduates do. So 30% go into the military. Others, one of the high percentages, educational services, whether that's teaching or higher ed, things like that. And then healthcare, many go into healthcare. And then others go into civilian government service at the federal, state, and local levels. And then others just go into public, private businesses.
Wow, yeah, that's great. It sounds like they have really good careers ahead of them. So it's nice to see that they have all of that broad spectrum of type of careers for them. So why is this program important for women and women leadership?
Yeah. So very basically, it is focused on building and instilling self-confidence, self-esteem, and teaching these future women leaders to take initiative. And it because of that high achievement that we're telling them all to do, we want them to know that they can have any career they want. We want them to have high aspirations and focus on high achievement in college as well as whatever jobs they pick to do. And then we teach them how to be lifelong learners. You don't stop with college, even though a lot of them want to. We tell them you need to keep going after more things and looking for self-improvement. So I think that's the piece that you take away. Why is it important for women is that when you read some of the scholarly writings about women, not everybody, but as a majority of it, as a gender, we typically don't go for high achievement. We sit in the back of the classroom. We don't try hard. We're trying hard, but we don't believe we can achieve. And so this shows them that they can achieve.
Wow, that's super motivating. That, like, gets me pumped up to go do stuff and kick in doors or something. Like, really cool, energizing excitement with leadership. So thank you for sharing that. That gets me excited. Well, I'm curious, why should young women join this program? Or why should the moms listening to this program perhaps encourage their daughters to join?
Yeah, I think that's a great question because that value statement is going through a lot of families' minds right now is how am I going to figure out how to pay for college and is this the value for me? Am I going to get something in return? And I'd say, you know, it does encourage women every day to learn to lead and to make a difference in the world. Now, any university could say that, couldn't they? But what I'm telling you is you've got a one-star general who dedicates themselves every single day and throughout the summer working with each one of these students so they can achieve their highest potential. I work closely with ROTC, so you've got this other network there helping them out and showing them the way and helping them through those challenges that they're going to have. And then the other piece is that through this leadership program, remember it's all women, you have 67 leadership opportunities. There's no competition there except you're competing against your peers for those opportunities. And I'll tell you what happens is they learn how to lead at VWIL and at Mary Baldwin, and when they go down to their ROTC classes, now it's co-ed, they're the ones who are speaking up in class. They're the ones raising their hand to volunteer. They're the ones who are taking on the leadership position. So it absolutely works. It's worked for 20 years. It's a great program.
That's great. I can tell you that there are probably some young listeners or even moms that are
really excited and probably are thinking, we need to talk to our doctors, and they are going to go here. So with that said, what does the future of Viewell look like?
Pretty exciting. You know, I mentioned to you about our 20th anniversary, but we're on track to grow our core size from 100 right now to 175 by 2020. And I'll tell you why I know we're on track. Even though I've only been here 2.5 years, we typically only get 150 applications for those 50 to 60 null positions. This year we received 946 applications. That's amazing. We're still only going to accept 60 because you can only grow them. You know, you can't just accept all of them and then see what happens to the college. Exciting. So we definitely have high interest in this unique program. The other thing that I'll share with you is that we received a $200,000 grant from the Hearst Foundation in May, and this includes scholarship funds as well as operations funds to improve our leadership development program. And the last point is that Mary Baldwin College is going to become a university in name and an organization in August. So our cadets are going to get the benefit of those broader opportunities that are going to be afforded to like a university structure. So exciting times ahead for the Viewell Corps.
Absolutely. Oh, my goodness. I'm a little bit floored. I mean, not really, but kind of. I never really thought about, like, the attrition rate as far as the application. So you guys are really working to get the best of the best and then take those best and make them even better. So, wow, just kudos for the work that you're doing down there. That's awesome.
Thanks.
Well, General, where can people go, especially, like, moms, perhaps like me, because I know Mandy and I both have young daughters, so perhaps sometime in the next, you know, 17 to 15 years, we'll be looking you up.
Yes,
we'll be looking your people up to learn a little bit more about Viewell and Mary Baldwin. But where can folks that have kiddos or girls or gals that are interested, where can they go today to learn more about Viewell and Mary Baldwin College?
So the best place is just to Google it up. So just type in Mary Baldwin and type in VWIL, and it'll take you right to our website, which is mbc.edu/VWIL. And they can go to our Facebook page so they can track exactly what people are saying on a regular basis. We've got a Twitter account. I typically post at least once a month any interesting things that are going on. I'm tracking what you guys are saying, so a couple of our cadets will be interested to see that they got some airtime with you tonight. We've got an Instagram account, and then we also have a Flickr account. So we're trying to keep up with social media.
Well, you have a looks like you guys are very much equipped for the future with the up and coming generations, and you guys are just picking up speed and moving forward. So we wish you all the best and happy anniversary, your 20 years. And General Jurek, just thank you so much for being with us tonight. It has been educational and exciting, very motivating, and just simply a pleasure.
Well, thanks to both of you and your entire team there. Again, you know, kudos for the military spouses. Can't thank you all enough for all the sacrifices that you make on behalf of the military members. So have a great evening.
Well, we appreciate your support. Thanks so much. Listeners, thank you so much for tuning in. Next week, June 27th, 2016, our featured guest will be Rachel Tischler, Vice President of Entertainment Operations for Sesame Street USO Experience for Military Families, coming on to tell us more about this wonderful program. It's going to be another great show, and you don't want to miss it.
In the meantime, join us on www.armywifenetwork.com to stay connected to resources, information, expert columnists, and share the journey with many of our experienced contributors or follow along on any of our social media outlets such as Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram.
Interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives. This is Army Wife Network's core team signing out.
The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. Army Wife Talk Radio is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services, and inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DOD, any local government, or their agencies.
thank you for listening, and be sure to tune in again next week for another informative edition of Army Wife Talk Radio.